And as the Pentagon selects a new chief for its prisoner abuse investigation, it is also making other changes. The Defense Department says it is revising the way it investigates detainee deaths. Today's statement says the goal is to eliminate problems that came to light at Abu Ghraib. NPR's Michelle Kellerman explains.
In the week since the first photos of the prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib were published, the Pentagon has acknowledged criminal investigations that go well beyond the walls of that notorious prison. Investigators are looking into 64 cases of misconduct, including assaults, thefts, and sexual assaults. And officials have since announced that there have been 39 deaths in U.S. custody in Afghanistan and in Iraq, though they've given few details about individual cases. Eugene Fidel, an expert on military law, says the procedures announced today are meant to quell some of the criticism that the Defense Department has faced.
They're making sure that word of fatalities reaches the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Information flow has obviously been haphazard in the past, and I think this is an effort to make sure that the Secretary and his immediate entourage are not caught off guard.
The new Pentagon guidelines also make clear that when a detainee dies, the person in charge of the prisoner is required to inform investigators. All deaths, even those thought to be of natural causes, are to be investigated. That's a change in procedure. An Armed Forces medical examiner is to determine the cause and manner of the death. Bill Hagland of Physicians for Human Rights says he's worried about another aspect of the new procedures, that the medical examiner can decide whether or not an autopsy is performed.
It should not be a choice. An autopsy must be performed in these kinds of cases. Oftentimes there are internal injuries that cannot be observed from an external examination, and so all of these cases should be autopsied. That should not even be a question.
Pentagon officials have said that in a few of the detainee deaths, there were no autopsies performed, though they didn't explain why. Hagland says all deaths in custody should be treated as suspicious and autopsies performed. He also argues that the U.S. military should allow independent examiners to look into cases of detainee deaths, as his human rights organization has done in the case of Palestinian deaths in Israeli custody.
There could be an oversight review by, for instance, a non-governmental pathologist. The world is looking at this. If it's an internal armed forces investigation, they'll look at it, many people, as the fox guarding the hen house. And I think, in all honesty, we don't want that.
Military law expert Eugene Fidel says within the armed forces, it is an improvement, at least, to get the investigative arms of the various branches involved. He says they are fairly independent, as is the armed forces medical examiner. But Fidel admits these changes in guidelines only address part of the problem.
This sort of piecemeal repair work should be concerning to people. I think one thing that's terribly important is that the country and the world have a sort of integrated view of all of the issues relating to the treatment of detainees, whether in Iraq or Afghanistan or elsewhere around the world. You know, this is clearly a moving target, sort of figuring out the entire picture.
In the meantime, though, investigations are proliferating, while changes in procedure dribble out from the Pentagon, in many cases, too late. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.